I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. It's the last days of campaigning for Kamala Harris and Donald Trump leading up to Tuesday's Election Day, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
On the final Sunday of a roller coaster presidential contest, Republican Donald Trump asking voters in Pennsylvania to again make him leader of what he calls a failed nation, while unleashing a profane, conspiracy-laden rant asserting U.S. elections are not legitimate.
It's a crooked country, and we're going to make it straight. We're going to make it straight, and it's not an easy thing to do. They'll want to put you in jail because you want to make it straight.
Democrat Kamala Harris at a Michigan church saying God offers America what she calls a divine plan strong enough to heal division.
What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren? A country of chaos, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, justice, and compassion?
The candidates continue crisscrossing the country, especially swing states, as the clock ticks down to Election Day. I'm Julie Walker.
Moldovan election officials say pro-Western President Maia Sandu has won a second term in office in a pivotal presidential runoff against a Russia-friendly opponent in a race that was overshadowed by claims of Russian interference, voter fraud, and intimidation in the European Union candidate country. The Central Electoral Commission said with nearly 98% of votes counted in the second round of the presidential race held Sunday, Sandu had obtained 54% of the total votes, compared to 46% for Alexander Stoyanoglo, a former prosecutor general who was backed by the pro-Russia, the Party of Socialists. Sandu obtained 42% of the ballot in October's first round of voting, but failed to win an outright majority. This is VOA News. A suspected leak of classified Gaza documents involving an aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has jolted Israeli politics and outraged the families of hostages held by Hamas. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
A court ruling partially lifting a gag order has provided an initial glimpse of the case, which the court said had compromised security sources and may have harmed Israel's efforts to release the hostages. On Friday, the magistrate's court confirmed that a number of suspects had been arrested as part of a probe into a suspected, quote, security breach caused by the illegal provision of classified information. Details from the document in question were published by Germany's Bild newspaper in September, according to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, one of the media outlets that had appealed to the court to lift the gag order. The article in question was published days after six Israeli hostages were found executed in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Their killing sparked mass protests in Israel and from outraged hostage families, who accused Netanyahu of torpedoing the ceasefire talks for political reasons. On Sunday, the court ordered one suspect to be released while keeping others in remand, according to Israeli Channel 13 News.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. Protests erupted on Sunday as Spain's King Felipe visited a suburb in Valencia badly hit by last week's deadly floods that killed more than 200 people. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Residents of Pai Porta shouted murderers at the King and Queen, as well as Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. People hurled mud and other objects at them, venting pent-up anger over what they believe were poor handling by the authorities of last Tuesday's storm and flooding. Residents are furious at the authorities, accusing them of sending late warnings about the dangers of the storm and floods. They also say emergency services responded slowly after disaster struck. The central government has said issuing alerts to the population is the responsibility of regional authorities.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Health officials say Mpox cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo appear to be stabilizing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.